What's up, everyone? This is Danielle, and it's 2:05 a.m. where I am at, and I can't sleep, and I have a few things on my mind. Basically, my daughter, Heidi, who is 4, she has cerebral palsy. She just had the flu. Well, she's just recovering. This is probably day 5 of recovering, and she's doing a lot better, but I literally did not leave her side for more than 5 seconds for the last 5 days, and I was really worried because her fever was going up and down and everything, and I had a lot of time to think because she was really just sleeping and would get up and eat and take medicine and then want me right next to her and just go back to sleep again. And when she got the flu, it was my last day of work before I started to work from home, which I haven't really began yet because I was taking care of her. And a lot of things were happening, and I just had a lot of time to think and be grateful for the good things that I have in my life. And it didn't start out that way, my thoughts. They started out with, you know, worrying about my daughter, of course, and then I didn't have my phone next to me for very much of the time. It died maybe 30 minutes or so after I picked up my little girl from school, and I didn't bother charging it or anything like that because I just wasn't worried about it. You know, I was focused on my little girl, but because I didn't have my phone to kind of distract me, I had a lot of time to think, especially when I was alone, because when my boyfriend was at work, it was just me and my daughter, and she was asleep. So I just had a lot of time to think, and not having my phone to distract me made me even have more time. And honestly, my thoughts just led me to gratitude and how thankful I am to have what I do have and have the opportunity to lay next to her when she's sick at, you know, with anything really, and have the opportunity to try and work from home and start my own business and accomplish my goals. And I think sometimes that's what everybody needs, is just a time out from TV and electronics in general, and just time to reflect. And that's when you can figure out, just by sitting there and thinking, how lucky you are, and to count your blessings. And it's a small life lesson, but it's one I thought was important to share. So give it a try, even if it's just an hour or two, or even a day. Just let go of the electronics.